Joined in the studio, always a pleasure to be joined in the studio by guests. And from Red Media, it's Debbie Melton. Good morning, Debbie.
Good morning.
How are you doing?
Not too bad, thank you.
Excellent, excellent. Now, you've popped into the studio this morning because you're organising, you're taking part in an event that's coming up on Friday, which is alongside Simon on the Streets. Just explain exactly what's going on Friday.
Okay, so from 7pm, we've got nearly 30 people that are going to come with sleeping bags and cardboard boxes. And I'm hosting a sleep out to raise money for Simon on the Streets. And we'll be there while 6am in the morning.
Right, okay.
So it could be a long night.
Yes.
We've got a bit of a quiz organised.
Right.
Gordon Lang, the general manager, is going to host a PowerPoint presentation to give everybody a clear overview of why they're there and what they're supporting. And a couple of the outreach workers are going to talk to us all about their experiences. So it should be a good night.
So just explain a bit about Simon on the Streets and the sort of work that they do.
So they're an independent charity. They have no government funding and they work with rough sleepers that everybody else has given up on. So they're out there self-funding all these projects, the sleep outs and dinner dances and things are all needed to, you know, support the charity as a whole to keep it going. There's 7 outreach workers working around Leeds, Bradford and Huddersfield, and we're hoping this event in Wakefield might get us an outreach worker as well a couple of days in Wakefield.
Right.
Because that problem is growing as well in Wakefield.
And how did you get involved in this?
I went to a dinner at Headingley about 5 years ago and listened to the lady who was managing the charity at the time, and you know, it just touched me, and I just felt like I wanted to be involved in the only way I can, which is helping raise funds, really, so they can do what they do best.
Yeah. And this event this week is being held at the Hepworth Galloway, so a pretty good, a nice place for it to be to be held, really.
Yeah, it's quite high profile, really, but, you know, it's a landmark, so everybody knows where to come.
Yeah.
Even some of the people that are coming to sleep out there have never actually been round the gallery, so we might introduce them to a little bit of culture while they're there.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, I've just tapped into all my friends and suppliers that work with me in my business, and they're the people that are going to come along and support the event.
Yeah, fantastic. And are you looking for sort of like donations, or are you looking for do people pay something to like take part in the event? How does it all work?
Yeah, I mean, you know, there's the standard Just Giving pages and things like that. But yes, it would be nice if we could recruit people that would like to sleep out with us on Friday. As I say, we've just under 30. My goal was 50 on this maiden voyage, but maybe next year we'll reach 50. So we have our event on Friday, and at the end of September there is one hosted at the Armouries in Leeds.
Oh, right.
So if it's too short notice for people now, then they could do the one at the end of September at the Armouries.
So for people maybe sort of like thinking about taking part in it, are they going to be under the stars, or are they going to be out in the elements? How sort of like,
so
how is it going to be for them?
Our event is in a stone-floored like mill building adjacent to the Hepworth. We are undercover, we are the public, so for health and safety reasons we cannot sleep as rough as some people would expect us to.
Right.
Because of the awful things that happen to people that do sleep out. So no, we are in a building, we have security, we have a portaloo, so you know, it is a bit of a softer version, but that's just due to the health and safety restrictions, really.
Yeah.
Where does some of the money go that you raised? Do you maybe get?
Well, all the money will go to the charity to pay the outreach workers, and to support the people that are living on the streets. Mm. You know, they have very complex needs. You know, things have broken down with their family. There's drug and alcohol issues, and it's not a quick fix. So you know, they need the money ongoing to work with these people. But they have housed 7 people this year, which doesn't sound a lot, but, you know, it's steady progress, really, and they've just got to keep at it.
Yeah.
Do you find it's mainly young people that are sleeping rough, or is it a mixture?
I think it is a mixture. I mean, I was in Manchester at the weekend and there were middle-aged women sat begging on the street, which I'd not seen that before. And there does seem to be a rise in women on the streets as well, which is disturbing, really. Not that it should be predominantly men, but it has seemed that.
And Solomon Streets is predominantly, they're an independent charity, aren't they? So I would imagine there is zero government funding. They're getting all the money from events like this.
From events like this and corporate sponsorships, you know, and again, just from people that are passionate about trying to help the situation, because unfortunately it's only going to get worse.
Yeah.
A lot of the people that do sleep, rough sleep, are ex-veterans, you know, which is sad after they've, you know, worked for the country and everything. So, you know, we've got to do our bit to help wherever we can. Can't just walk away. It's not always enough just to put a pound in that cup as you walk by.
Yeah.
You know, it needs a little bit more support. So that's what we're trying to raise awareness of the whole situation and the charity.
And you say this isn't the only event that you're doing. There's another one coming up at the Armouries, and I'd imagine you're looking to do more as the time progresses.
The sleep outs are the best way of fundraising the charity have found. So I've never done a sleep out. I've not done the one at the Armouries, but I just thought I would host my own and get my friends involved, and I just thought we'd go through the pain barrier all together, really.
I have done one. We've done one. A few of us here at Radio Yorkshire did one three years ago, for a different homeless charity, and that was over at in Bradford.
Right.
And there was a great atmosphere.
Yeah.
During the night, it was interesting. I'm not sure if a lot of people got a lot of sleep.
The
sleep part of sleep out, I'm not sure actually is the part that actually happened.
Yeah, well, we'll see.
see how
got
that
no
goes.
Mind on that one. Yeah,
yeah, but I think apart from obviously raising quite a lot of money, it created a lot of awareness. Everybody was aware of what the issues were, and it was, even though you're there and you're having quite a good time, it was, you know,
well,
you're certainly aware of it.
That's right. As you know, we all have go back to our own lives and our homes and our families, and you know, these people get a little bit forgotten until you're faced with it again, until you go into our towns and cities. But every time you go, there just seems to be more and more, really.
And as you say, you see an increase in this in towns like Wakefield. You're seeing an increase
in it.
And so, Derek said there, the money's going to go towards outreach workers. What do the outreach workers do?
Well, they go and find these people that are sleeping rough and try to build relationships with them and gain their confidence so that they can help get them the support that they need from the services that are available to them.
Okay.
A couple of the outreach workers are ex-rough sleepers.
Really, right.
So they have an affinity and a connection, you know, with the people on the streets. A lady that contacted me that's doing the sleep out, she's an ex-rough sleeper. She used to sleep rough at 15.
Crumbs.
Her life's a bit better now, but she's been in abusive relationships and one thing and another. So, you know, I just thought how lovely it is of her to put herself forward to come and do this with us. You know, out of all the people that could ask to do it, you know, she's put herself forward. She's written a book on poetry about her, things that have happened in her life and things like that. So she's going to bring her book along on Friday and hopefully read some poems and things to us and tell us about her life. So, yeah, it's brought a lot of interesting characters to light, to be honest. So it should be a very interesting and quite compelling evening, really.
Well, it sounds like it could be a fantastic night. It really, really, really does. And tell us a little bit about Red Media, your company. What sort of things do you guys do?
So my business is print management. I work with a lot of motor dealerships and cosmetic companies, producing their print brochures and things like that. I've done that for 11 years for Red Media. And this is just a bit of a sideline. I print things for Simon on the Streets, the majority of it for free so that I can support them. We've got some beanie hats in the car that we've done for them.
Oh, for the Friday night?
Yeah. Excellent. Everybody's going to get a T-shirt, so we'll you know, have a good corporate photograph with us all wearing our T-shirts. So, yeah, it's all good. It's all good and positive.
And so if people want to get involved on Friday night and you know, they think they might want to join the event, but how can they do that?
Well, they can contact me at Red Media, or they can contact Simon on the Streets. Go on to Simon on the Streets website and register on there. There's an Eventbrite event, so they can list on there. And then, yeah, they're good to go.
Easy peasy. Mm. And you can contact Red Media, go to their website, which is red-media.co.uk. So it's red-media.co.uk. We can contact Debbie. Should we give the phone number out to
please,
contact?
Please, yeah.
It's 01924-266-133. That's 01924-266-133. And if you can't get involved in this one, the Royal Armouries one's coming up in...
End of September, I think it's the 28th of September.
28th of September. Mm-hmm. Brilliant stuff. Debbie, thank you so much for coming in this morning. Really, really appreciate it. Good luck with
it. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for inviting me.
No problem at all. I hope you raise a ton of cash
on
Friday and see how you go.
Yes, thank you.
Thanks for coming in. Cheers.